We start with a search for hundreds of missing people. They haven't been seen since a typhoon hit their home country last week. Typhoons are the same kinds of storms as hurricanes, and Typhoon Bopha was the strongest one to hit the Philippines this year. You can see some of the damage that it left behind in this iReport video. The storm's heavy rains led to flash floods and landslides. More than 600 people were killed in this, and almost 1,500 others were injured. More than 700 people are missing, including more than 300 Filipino fishermen. Search efforts are underway. Relief groups are trying to get supplies to some of the areas that were hit the worst, but it's difficult because of damage to roads and communication lines. Next, we're looking at the civil war in Syria. It's been going on for almost 2 years now, with Syrian government forces fighting against rebel groups. An official who's representing the United Nations and the Arab League says a solution is possible, but he also described the situation in Syria as bad and getting worse. Some of the violence is happening in the city of Aleppo. And this YouTube video shows a fire in the city's old market earlier this year. The old section of Aleppo is a World Heritage Site. It's full of historical and cultural significance. Arwa Damon explores how it's been affected by this civil war.
Aleppo's old city has not seen such devastation since occupied by the Mongol invaders 8 centuries ago.
This mosque, for example, dates back to 1315. This is Syria's rich cultural heritage, and now everywhere we look, it's been scarred by war.
Once bustling, winding streets, now a maze of ever-shifting front lines. Overhead, the thundering of fighter jets. A small Khan, lodging for caravans down the ages, lies in ruins. For more than 3 millennia, Aleppo has been a crossroads for traders. We hurry through the courtyard of a traditional home. Sheets are strung across streets to block snipers' line of sight. Those who dare venture quickly across. A unit of fighters records people's names and license plates. Only those who have shops here are allowed through. Abu Bashir says they are trying to clamp down on robberies. He shows us the list. The highlighted names have cleared out all their possessions. In one market, a shop recently hit by army fire still smolders. The heart of old Aleppo, now the historic battleground for the very uncertain future of Syria.